And we're back on the rule of three. Two comics, three topics, 10 minutes each. The perfect podcast for your modern lifestyle. As always, I'm here with Ben Washburn.
Hello.
And later in the show, we are going to be talking about a soup kitchen story with a possibly happy ending for someone.
Definitely for somebody.
We're also going to be talking about Bent's recent trip to back to Utah.
Yes,
Bent was in Utah this past weekend. We're going to talk about that a little, but right now the topic that's on everybody's mind is, of course, the government shutdown. The Senate, the House passed a budget. It went over. I don't even know if it was a budget. I think it was just a continuing resolution. It was just an agreement to spend more money than they said they were going to spend last year. That's pretty much all it was. They passed it to the Senate. It stalled and died in the Senate. And because of that, they could not open the government this morning. And the point that I've been bringing up incessantly is that even under the quote unquote shutdown, which only lays off non-essential government employees, even with that shutdown, there were more government workers showing up for work today than showed up last Monday.
Yeah, they're throwing little brunches and parties. It's like, woo-hoo, we're going to get some time off.
Well, not just that. Last Monday was a federal holiday, so the government was shut down last Monday. And is it a crisis? Yeah. You know, I never see these as, you know, it's if somebody told me good news and bad news, the bad news is you don't have to show up for work tomorrow. The good news is you're going to get paid anyway.
Yeah, and they will. I mean, that is the thing. It doesn't. That my wife works for the government. As you know that, right? She works.
Yeah. No, I know that.
That's a civilian now for the Navy, and she won't show up, which means there's a military worker there who will have to do her job while she's gone, you know, mm-hmm. if this is continued. So it just makes them have to work like 70-hour weeks until the federal workers come back. At least when my wife was in the military, that was usually the case, is that the federal workers weren't there, which meant everybody still had to do the work anyway. So some of it just didn't get done or was done sloppily. And then, you know, all the
Which is unusual in the federal government.
Well, yeah. Sometimes.
Especially in the military. It's never, the work is never done sloppily in the military.
Every once in a while. But not when my wife did it, bucko. She knows what she's doing.
I wasn't suggesting that. It's, in fact, they're probably disappointed that they do not have her on the military side, because she's not there to do the 70-hour work week. And yeah. I imagine your wife is finally, this is the first time that she's gone,
It is. Before it was like, oh no, do you know how it, but this, it literally was today, like, oh, we're gonna, I'm so hoping. She's like, keeps checking and hoping that she gets a couple of days to just,
well, that's what I've heard, that this, for federal employees, this is much like a snow day.
It kind of is, unless some of them, this is their only source of income. And like, she has one coworker who just bought a small condo a few months ago, which in D.C. costs a lot of money.
Sure.
And this is her only source. So she's really kind of panicking, like, oh, no. Because if it's extended, she's not going to be able to make that mortgage payment. Now, USAA, which is a common armed forces, like bank credit mm-hmm. union, has agreed to offer non-interest loans to all federal employees. Like, we'll
wow.
cover you. We'll just cover
wow.
it.
Wow. Yeah. That's no, and that's, you know, that's, there's ways to get money.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't, you know, unless you've filed bankruptcy, you know, can't go to a paycheck at advance place. I mean, there's the longest government shutdown in history was 26 days.
When was that? Was that under Clinton?
Yeah, I think that was the Clinton shutdown. That was the longest. Most of them are under 3 days, and then I think 10 of them lasted a week, 5 days.
So unless this is historic, it's most a couple of days.
Yeah, unless this is making history, it's not gonna. How often are government employees paid? Is it monthly or bimonthly?
Yeah, it's bimonthly. Uh-huh. And
bimonthly means twice a month, right?
Yes, it does. Every 2 weeks.
Not every two weeks.
Yeah, bimonthly.
Okay.
Yeah, every.
And when were the checks due? Were the checks due today? Is that?
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know.
No, it's probably no. They probably got the check. It would have to go past probably. It's probably after the first, right? It's probably the first week.
Yeah.
So it would have to go. It would have to go 2 weeks for this to actually
hurt somebody. And I think it does have to go a certain amount of time before it hurts anybody. And that's the way the government is. I mean, it's such a large thing. It's mostly about sending out checks. When you look at the budget, what they mostly do is pay people.
Yeah, it would take money from some people and give it to other people.
That's part of what they do.
It's basically the function of the federal government today. It's like 90% of the money is taking it from some people and giving it to other people.
Well, that's not 90% of their budget, but...
It's probably pretty close when you figure Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid.
Oh, no, that's one third of the budget. Probably. But I mean, some of it is they took money from them and now they're giving it back. When you look at Social Security, that's what that's supposed to do. Although Social Security, really, they're taking money from the future and giving it to old people today.
Yeah, they've invented a time machine.
Oh, they totally have.
And they're going 100 years into the future.
So that you can have free artificial knees and a free jazzy scooter, because you should never pay for that. Yeah, it's absolutely.
That would actually be an interesting science fiction plot, wouldn't it? Is that people from the future coming, people going to the future to collect taxes.
And then people coming back from the future say, stop it. You guys are killing us. And they would be attacking the nursing homes and just wiping people out. No, these people robbed us. We're sick of them. And the medical, they'd have to go after the medical industry. Like, no, you invented a way to keep guys into open mouth catatonic blur so that you could empty all of our money via them, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of the twisted version of the Terminator. Is that they have to go back in time and wipe out the person who invented the ventilator machine.
That's right. Yeah. Any surgeon who puts a pacemaker into someone over 65, gone. They just kill you. Do that. Idiots.
What are you thinking?
Especially when there's an open check on that. I think that's part of our problem, is there's such a moral hazard going on.
You know what just occurred to me?
What?
Because when you texted me and you said, is 10:30 okay? I'm taking a walk. And I said, oh, you're probably playing Pokemon. Yeah. And I just realized, of course you were. Because your wife is military. Yeah. She gets up at the same time whether she has to go to work or not. So she's sitting around the house going, there's nothing to do. And she said, hey, Bent, come on, let's go play Pokemon. That's what happened, isn't it?
Let's go capture imaginary monsters. We would have, but she had to go in to check in at work and then not work. That's what today is going to be. Huh. They're going to have.
They told her that she would have to go report.
Yeah, they have to come in and report, and then they're going to go have a brunch. And so I am missing a brunch right now.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's it.
So it's do they make sure? Is it kind of like the Sabbath? Is that there's actually people there making sure she does not work? No, you can't. You can't even turn on a light switch, Kelly.
No, do not.
No, you can't open that refrigerator. We didn't have it. We don't have it set for the Sabbath mode.
We will fire you if we could. We'll promote you. If you don't watch it, we will promote you. We will make you somebody else's problem if you touch anything.
That's how they punish people in the government. They give them promotions.
Oh, they promote. They punish. They do promote problem people. If they have, it's very hard to fire people, as you know. It's incredibly difficult. And I do know personally of stories of them promoting problem people into other departments where they don't touch anything. Huh. So that all the people who do work can get the job done.
And this job
done
is done. We're back on the Rule of Three. A little while, we are going to be talking about Bent's trip to Utah. Bent was in Utah this past weekend and made some interesting observations. We're going to be talking about that in just a bit. But right now, Bent also found this story that that is kind of interesting. Is that this comes from, let's see, I'm reading from the New York Daily News. A Massachusetts couple accidentally donated a fake can of soup they used to hide thousands of dollars. Amanda Matuccio told WFXT-TV in Boston her parents had $2,500 in bills of 50s and 100s in the fake Campbell's tomato soup can tucked in their cabinet, along with real cans of soup. Her parents cleared out their cabinet after a neighbor asked if they wanted to donate canned goods to a local senior center. They noticed the money was missing weeks later. Now, I've seen these cans.
Okay, yeah.
And I didn't know people were hiding money in them.
Or you would have opened those cans when you saw them.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm wondering how if it really even looked like a tomato soup can. Because I know a lot of times they can't. They don't have the copyright.
Oh.
When I was in my youth, they made you know what color forms are, right? Those little that's vinyl and they stick to shiny surfaces. You can stick them to the windows and they give you a little board to stick them to. Well, it was like these color form wraps.
That would look like
Coca-Cola cans that you could wrap around a beer can.
Sure. Okay.
And you know, in case you just didn't wanted to have a beer at home, not in the car,
tomato soup instead.
Well, yeah, but I remember the one that occasionally found its way into my glove box didn't say Coca-Cola. It said Calo Caco.
Calo Caco.
Yeah, because Coca-Cola is a trademark of the Coca-Cola Company, so they couldn't do it. They had to make them say Calo Caco, and
so you think that's what this was?
I don't know if Campbell's approved the tomato soup. You know, when they probably, you know, interestingly enough, they probably bought that can at a vape shop.
Which to me makes the daughter the suspect right out of the gate. She seemed to have an awfully clear description of the contents of the can. It was 50s, 20s, some 10s, a few 1s. She seemed to know.
A pair of earrings totally. That mom thought were diamonds, but I know they're cubic zirconies because dad told me.
There were three of them. They weren't worth much. Not that I would know. Yeah, I surely they investigating the daughter immediately. This is so sad. So they did it. Why don't they put the money in the bank? Or is that a stupid question?
Because probably they depression. They probably lived
they
through
don't
the
trust
depression.
The banks.
And honestly, do not trust.
If it's Wells Fargo, the odds of them having the money taken are about the same. Who do you trust? Your sketchy daughter or Wells Fargo? You know, at least one way your daughter's getting the money. You can rest. No, well, at least our daughter spent it on.
Some people still do that. Some people, you know, they don't. Yeah. And you know, and here's the other thing. And it's, you know, it's $2,500, so it's no big deal. But I mean, if you have. Right now, it's my understanding that if you own a marijuana dispensary, is that you can't put that in the bank.
Yeah, that's right. That's it's because the federal regulation somehow with the state, the way that goes, the banks can't
I don't know
take
what it
money,
is
right?
about people that sell marijuana, man, but they have a lot of soup.
And
I'm guessing
Cola
it's because they're hungry. And it's real weird, too. It's like dollar store soup. It's not Campbell's. It's Cap-Mel's.
Yeah.
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup. No, I've heard that about them, and they're very vulnerable to robberies. Isn't that right?
Senior citizens?
The pot place. Well, yeah. And the pot dispensaries.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
The senior citizens, yeah. Obviously.
Well, it's because people know. I mean, there was there was a big rash. I think it was around Chicago. Is that people who owned Chinese restaurants were being, I don't know if you'd call it hijacked, kidnapped, gun. They were essentially they would close up their restaurant, and they'd go out to their car, and there would be a gunman out there, and they would get them in the car, they would make them drive home. And then when they went home, they'd start going through the house because they know that Asian immigrants don't trust. By nature they don't trust banks, so they know that
the Campbell soup cans.
Well, actually, jewelry. Gotcha. Yeah, a lot of times jewelry. They will put their money in jewelry and then hide it around the house so that they know that your average restaurant owner probably
disgusting.
Has.
Tim, that is racial profiling. That's what they're doing, and that disgusts me. It's sick. They should be robbing people at random, just like the TSA searches us at random. They need so they just go after them.
So the guy gets sentenced to for the crime of armed robbery, you get probation, but for the crime of racial profiling, 20 years.
20 years. You need to be reprogrammed. Oh man, that's interesting. So they also have that distrust. I know I have it now. Wells Fargo totally screwed me over. Our first au pair, they screwed her over. They just implemented a fee and didn't tell her. Huh. And then we discovered like 6 months later, well, you weren't supposed to be taking that money. Oh, yeah, that was a mix-up. When we absorbed Washington Mutual, we didn't – that rule changed. We said, well, can you give us the money back? Only for 2 months back. That's as far back as we go. They just kept the money.
Well, they're
evil.
Yeah, but I'm guessing they sent you a letter.
Oh no, 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 no! You have no recourse. If they did send you a letter, it was 4-point type, and that was one line in 8 pages. And that letter
that you opened, that big thick letter that was full of legal notifications. You opened it, you looked at it for about 5 seconds, and went blah 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 in the trash.
Well, you read one, and oh, this is the same. This is the same. This isn't really a change. So I'm supposed to now invest 4 hours?
No, I totally understand. I remember when I got first auto insurance policy. It was like one of the first adult things I had. I got my first car, got my first auto insurance policy, and they sent the policy in the mail. And I said, I am going to be different. I am going to be aware of everything I enter. I am going to read this entire policy. And every night before bed, I would read like another page. Put me right to sleep, by the way. And I made it all the way through the policy. And then when I got my first credit card, I got another one of those things. And I said, oh, this is stupid. Yeah. In the trash.
I do think it's a new kind of crime we're opened up to. And you remember Enron? I remember reading about the way they did what they did was they just hid their crime in a massive document, and they just threw it at the SEC, knowing, well, they don't have time to go through this. And it was an accountant / reporter. He was an accountant that went through it and found the stuff, and then had to dig it out. And they said, "Oh, this is a new thing. What they do is they just hide the crime out in the open, kind of, but in ultra complex deep stuff."
Well, how many pages do you have to scroll through when you agree to an email account that before you get to the point where it says that you've just agreed to let Yahoo read all your mail, that everything you post on Facebook is recorded and saved, even if it's in a private message. I mean, how many people know that? How many people know that they agreed to that? It's click, I agree. It's okay.
Yeah, you just did. We really don't have that. And like with your insurance policy, I'm going to understand this. Then you read it and say, oh, I'm going to have to go to law school. I mean, they can literally bury it in the jargon of their specialty, and you don't have a chance. I mean, we wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah, John Stossel has a shtick that he does at speeches where he talks about nobody reads these things. And he pulls out what comes in with, I think it's with birth control pills, and he unfolds it. And it's like the magician's trick where the endless scarves come out of the pocket. It's just he unfolds it, and all of a sudden there's this he's holding up this huge Publisher's Clearinghouse check sized, a 2-point type legal document. And he goes, do you think anyone has ever read this other than the person that prepared it?
Yeah.
And so
that's why you put it in a soup can.
Put it in a soup can, and we're at the. We're at the end of the segment. And on the final segment of the Rule of Three, Bent just got back. He was taking. You were probably enjoying the weekend. You traveled back to Utah?
I went back to Utah. No, family didn't come with us.
Just you.
The plane tickets were too expensive because the film festival was going on.
That's right. It's Sundance.
Yeah.
Did you happen to watch the Vikings game, or were you? You did. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not a good ending. It was a great weekend. I got home in time just to watch that.
Oh, man.
Late at night. Man, not even close.
Yeah.
Ugly.
It was, I kind of thought so. Because, I mean, really, last week.
True. Yeah.
They lost.
Not convincing victory.
The only reason why they won last week was a lucky catch. After giving up a 17-point lead. So it was like there's no way. Yeah. There's no way they're going. I think they would have won the Super Bowl if they would have got there because it would have been the first time a team had a home field advantage.
Oh, they really would have had a home field advantage.
Yeah. So I think they might have won. I think they might have been able to beat the Patriots. I don't think the Eagles are able to beat the Patriots. But it doesn't matter. The Vikings are now out of it. So. Yeah. But you went
to Utah.
So you missed. So you did see the Vikings, but you didn't. You didn't have to deal with your wife watching the news, the 24-hour news, wondering about the shutdown.
Yeah, she was stuck on that all weekend. But I was out in Utah with my daughter and my grandkids. I have a 5-year-old granddaughter, and a year and a half.
Wow.
Granddaughter.
Oh, wow.
And, and I also have, I have a 7-year-old daughter. So me and my daughter are both raising toddler girls or little girls, which is interesting. It's interesting to watch her do things and then not say anything. That's what I found. I do not tell her how to do any of it. That's my rule.
I think Donald Trump actually has the same situation where he's actually got a kid is the same age as his same age as his daughter's kid and is the same age as his granddaughter's kid.
Does he?
I don't know.
So me and Trump, me and the Trumpster.
I don't know. But actually, when you go back to all his marriages and all their children, it's theoretically he could almost have four kids in the family, all 10 years old. And one's a son, one's a grandson, one's a great grandson.
He could, couldn't he? He probably does. when it's confusing. It's a confusing situation when they're together. Because my granddaughter, I implement no rules or enforcement. But with my daughter, it's different. I feel like I have to be the thing she bumps into.
Huh.
You know.
You know, that is interesting because grandparents have that reputation. I think it was the Bill Cosby line that he said when his kids would want to go to grandma's and their grandparents, and he would say, you know, those are not the people who raised me. Those are old people trying to sneak into heaven.
Yeah, is that how you put it? Old people trying to sneak into heaven. It's going to be hard for Bill, I think.
Well, that is a very good point. Yes. So you actually recognize that in yourself, that you treat those, that you tend to spoil those kids more than you ever would, but yet you're you're still prescient enough that you haven't moved into grandpa senility yet. So you're still aware of the double standard.
I'm totally aware of it. Man, when they're together, it's really weird because then it's almost like I have a line in my show where I say, no, you can't have chocolate for breakfast. Give that to your niece, like that. When I'm talking to my own daughter, it's really strange. It's a different, but mostly I'll notice if my daughter will say something about how I'm raising a kid, you know, then it brings in this very ugly. When people tell me I'm not raising my kid right, I almost like, oh, really? You know, how do you know how to do this?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Where I'm used to. It makes – I'll always have people – if I ever bring up that my son doesn't like to eat or my daughter doesn't like to eat, that they hate eating, I don't know how many times I'll have strangers just blurt out, well, I could make them eat. And then I want to kill them. You know, just what kind of a person do you think you are, you know? You know.
Well,
what kind of genius do you think you are? You're an idiot.
I've always said that about people's cats. Is that...
That you could feed them better?
Yeah, I've said when they... Oh, my cat is so finicky. All my cat will eat is canned fancy feast. It's like, no, that's because you feed your cat canned fancy feast. You know, trust me, put a bowl of dry food out and just leave it there for 2-3 weeks.
When it's starving, you'll eat it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you don't want to starve your kids.
Right. No. I'm not suggesting that you should. But I'm just saying that I think that the logic that the people are using when they say, oh, I could get your kids to eat, are probably the same logic I have with people's cats.
Other people's cats. I think that is part of it. Well, I could get your kid to eat because I don't care about them like you do.
I would chain him in the bedroom with the other 12.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And put just pumpkin like those, pie on the kitchen kids. Counter.
Those kids, they ate what they were supposed to eat. They didn't like it. They didn't get anything. Did they weigh 80 pounds when they were 20? Yes. Now, it's so funny. It's like we had it recently. And, I mean, if you see me, I'm very skinny. They can't tell probably on the radio. But I'm a very thin guy. I hated eating. I hated eating when I was little.
Huh.
I hated it. And I wouldn't eat. And I didn't start eating any vegetables till I got in my teens. I wouldn't even touch potatoes even.
Well, I think a lot of it is just that when you're young – Is that everything is like electric? I mean, you've got such specific tastes and smells. Your sense of smell is precise, and your sense of hearing is precise. Yeah. You haven't destroyed your eardrums with the headphones and the rock and roll music yet.
Yeah, and you haven't dulled down your taste buds. They know that people have different amounts and sensitivities.
Right. So I can imagine that for some kids their tastes are so strong that nothing tastes good.
Oh no, man. We tried to force Ian broccoli and he puked. It made him puke.
Right.
And then we're like, oh, that's whereas I'll sit down, every once in a while you have a situation where you're with other families and their kids are just eating broccoli and all sorts of stuff, unbidden, unforced. But what'll happen is then the parents will like to take credit for the genetics. See what I taught my kid to? No, you didn't, you idiot. It's just genetics.
Well,
that so many people don't like to believe in the luck of the draw of genetics in life. It scares the heck
well, out. There's, you know, there's been a segment of society that's been teaching against genetics. That
yes,
there's a segment of society that says, no, if we put enough money into public education, that everybody can be a genius.
That is so true. You know what? You are right. I find that segment is on the far left and the far right. The far right don't believe in it because it upsets their, you know, their story of God and all these and individual responsibility. You can do it if you try. Mm-hmm. And then the far left, you're right, because they have a program. It's just a matter of the right curriculum and applying it with discipline. And, you know, B.F. Skinner taught us with those rats and the mazes that it's just a matter. I'm not kidding. I had a guy reference B.F. Skinner to me because he got an A, you know, in human psychology in the 70s, and he hasn't updated any of his information. So now he's a misinformed genius on how to raise my kid. And I tried to bring it up to him. I said, have you ever read anything since then? Because they've discovered a few things since 1950, you moron. And not a thing. He just blew me off because what do I know? You know, I'm a comic. I wanted to kill him.
Well, yeah, that's
And I wouldn't get too angry at him, though, because maybe he's that way because of genetics as well. You know, he just can't. That was my other thing. You could probably make my son eat if he was with you, but would he also pick up from you your horrible sense of social skills that makes you think, you know, would he be the big jerk you are as well? Would he be a well-fed jerk? Is that
I have to say something is that once I was forced to eat carrots and I did not want to eat carrots and I puked the carrots. And it's,
did you?
Yeah, and it was the last time. It was the last time my parents ever tried to force me to eat something. But I remember the moment. I remember the moment. I can remember it distinctly. And I did it on purpose.
Oh, you purposely?
Yes, yes. It is. I said to myself, I'm not going to eat these carrots. And I actually forced the gag reflex, and I was actually able to do it. And it was
So you're saying Ian might be faking it?
He might have.
He might have.
It might have been total defiance. It might have been, I'm not going to eat it, and if they make me eat it, oh, I'll show them.
And that's true too. We've had them tell. In fact, on my daughter's, on as far as my daughter goes, I'm almost positive it's just all defiance, just all. But then when we talk to pediatricians and doctors, say, you know what? It's not a battle worth fighting. They'll be fine. Don't worry about it. They come out fine. It's not that. And I tend to agree with them because I didn't eat a thing, and I'm okay.
And a lot of things come out fine, like this show. It's. I think that's the end of the. That's the end of the episode.
It's all done.
It's over. Go to Facebook. We've got a Facebook page now. Rule of Three. Rule of Numeral Three podcast. On Facebook, put some comments on iTunes, like us on iTunes, give us a good review.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you don't
like it, leave us a good review even if you don't like it. What the heck? What's it going to cost
eat it.
You?
Eat it.
Yeah, eat the.
You have to consume this.
If you want more information, TimSlagle.com, at Tim Slagle on Twitter, Tim Slagle on Facebook, or
Bent Washburn, B-E-N-G-T, Washburn. Just Google it, and I'm on Facebook or the web.
Other than that, we'll see you next week.